Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to a Seating of the Divine, Session 11, September 19, 2017. And, of course, welcome back. We hope you had a wonderful month since we last chatted, and we hope you continue to have those wonderful months. Now, our format this evening is going to change just a little bit. We will start with a centering meditation, and then we will present a short review, and Joan's going to talk about a couple other things in between. And, of course, next then we'll have a channeling followed by a Q&A. And to finish the evening, we'll have a short meditation to set the energies for next month. So it's a basic outline. So to get started, let's all take a deep breath and help Joan bring forth our dear friend Archangel Gabriel to offer a centering meditation.
You take a deep breath, get very centered in the moment, let go of all the thoughts and the events of the day, and just be very present. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I am delighted to be here with you this evening, as all of we archangels are. So now, if you take a deep breath and breathe in love, and as you exhale, exhale light. Now breathe in light and exhale love. Become very centered in your sacred heart. See yourself in the middle of the luminous white star tetrahedron, fully conscious of yourself, fully conscious. Of the wisdom of your sacred heart. In this center of consciousness, you are fully connected. You are completely one with the source of your being. The love that is present is exponential and transforming. The knowing of self from the element of love overtakes any disruption that might interfere with this zone of pure love. The comfort that is given in this space is of great significance. The peace that results from this comfort nourishes you at every level, nourishes your mind, nourishes your body, and it nourishes your soul. Your spirit is fully capable now of being present within your body. To assist your soul spirit to become very integrated within your physicality, take a deep breath and activate your Merkaba field at 100% light. So the presence of your soul spirit is felt intimately, and the zone within the center is comfortable for the spirit to dwell. The wisdom that is now available is extensive, and the love can never be diminished in this frequency range of pure love. There is unity here because there is love. You are pure spirit in form. Take a deep breath now. Become very centered in this holy, sacred space that you have created. And shift your attention point back to this meeting.
Thank you, Gabriel, again for that wonderful meditation. It always puts us in such a perfect spot for the evening's fun. So, our thanks and love. Now, Joan would like to say a couple of things before we move on.
Okay. I would like to talk to you about the master sessions that we have been holding in the last few months. These sessions were designed to help everyone get to know each other better, as well as creating a space to discuss how everyone was integrating the concepts and the energetics of the formal classes. Joanne Pullis, who is a member of Seating of the Divine Level 2 group, has very graciously volunteered to facilitate these gatherings. Thank you, Joanne. As we have moved further into the teachings, a decision was made to provide anyone in the Level 1 group to join the Level 2 group. This would require twice monthly sessions. One would be live and the other would be recorded. Hopefully, this will accomplish what we have desired is in this merging process by the spring of 2018 before our conference. We still see a need to hold these master sessions, but the format has to be adjusted to serve the needs of our community as the course escalates. There is a need to provide a space to explore the materials and how they are used, and also provide discussions about how the current sessions are being integrated in ways that help individuals change their life experience and develop a broader sense of well-being. Discussions around any difficulties where the community can offer their experience with the materials is also being provided by these gatherings. Most importantly, you are able to share the aha moments. These types of sessions provide a safe environment to explore the vast energetics that we are continually receiving. This is a co-creative format that we are hoping to develop here. It's no longer about having a teacher that tells you what to do and how to do it. It's about stepping into your mastery and using the materials to affect a change in your life so you can remember who you really are as a capable individual who is divine and who can make decisions for themselves that are in their best interest. These environments help to fill the energetic gap that between being told what to do and deciding what is best for you. An environment where there is sharing provides experiential learning. We encourage you to take advantage of these sessions. I know that you have very busy lives, and sometimes not all of you will be able to attend these sessions, but as often as you can, we surely encourage you to do so. Now, I'd like to turn this over for a few moments to Joanne to talk about some of the changes that are on the horizon as far as these master calls are concerned. Joanne, if you want to go ahead and press star 6 and tell us about...
Hi. Can you hear me? Oh, brilliant. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Joan and John. It's a delight to be here. And I'd really like to acknowledge everyone in this class, whether you're here live or going to listen to the recording. This work is tremendous, and your participation is so needed at this time. And I'd really, you know, I heard you, Joan, when you talked about the masterclass calls being about, you know, building a coherent community. But as for those who did participate, I'd really like to acknowledge as well, because it was through those calls that the awareness of the mastery within the Seating Divine actually led to discussions and opening up this merger. So it's a direct reflection of when we participate, how things can move and shift. Now, for these calls, there's so much material that's coming, and what is being done in level 2, you'll hear it in my voice and feeling it is off the charts. It is absolutely amazing and wonderful, and we are being drawn so strongly to co-create not only with the masters and the light beings from many different realms, but with each other. And so this is part of the practice of that we'll be playing with in the master calls. So there's so much in the sessions that's being provided. So there'll be part of the content. It will be fairly simple to start with, and then we'll it's dynamic enough that we'll shift it as we go along. And this is where the co-creation process comes in, where these, if you feel them as your calls, what do you need in order to excel in your own way? And then it becomes co-creative. So part of it will be a review of the session contents. And those who are interested, we can map out the whole landscape of the components. There'll be a Q&A session, but from the perspective of we know that everyone is a master. So you're not asking a master or you're not asking a teacher to respond. You're actually asking of yourself and opening up that portal for you to receive your own wisdom and guidance. And we work together to see what comes forth, and then the sharing and experiential learning, sometimes through catalyzing and facilitating life experiences, we open up whole new realms of possibility. So that's the brief outline. Now, you'll be receiving an email within the next couple of days just to make sure that there are no logistical problems for dates, that we're pretty aligned with what kind of works for everyone. So I'll just give you the seed of that it will be either Monday, Friday, or Sunday evening, and it will be every other week. And then we're going to open up a weekend call, whether Saturday or Sunday morning, for the international participants. And if that will be once a month, and it will be an alternating week. But it will, if we find that we need more, then we'll put another weekend session in as well. So it would be up to four sessions a month, two in the evenings, alternating weeks, and two on weekends, alternating weeks. So you'll get an email, and if you would please respond to that with, there'll be instructions in the email about which ones you'll be able to attend, and the ones that the most people can attend, those will be the days that we pick. So thank you again for participating, and this is an amazing journey that I'm so delighted to share with everyone. So, thank you.
Thanks, Joanne.
Very kind. Very good. We sure appreciate that, and we certainly appreciate Joanne's enthusiasm. Not that it's obvious, but, you know, just in case people don't know it. Now, we're going to move on with a little bit of a quick review of information that we have received during our last session, and our guidance has asked us to do that and try to be as brief as we can, but it is a little bit technical, so I would suggest that you might want to re-listen to this. When you do have a piece of paper available, so you can make these triangles, and I think that will help a lot because then you can visualize them. So anyway, we always feel that it's extremely important to continually present practical applications that can be helpful in applying this information to our daily lives, which, let's face it, that's all that's really important. You know, our ability to make practical applications assists in us to be able to create that daily life experience very consciously. This is how we change, to reflect our divinity and to create a harmonious physical experience. This evening, Master Kathumi has asked that I give you some practical applications on creating more precisely with the triangles, and now by expanding that geometry into a tetrahedron. He has asked me to use my personal process as an example, and which I will use just so that it's something that people can recognize. Now, when I reviewed my first triangle of creation, I discovered that I had not given this whole project enough detail. Once I took a second look, it was apparent that I needed to go back to my original triangle to better identify the basic causes of this problem area. It is important to know that this is a living energetic configuration and needs to be reviewed often. And don't be afraid to add on as you take a second or third look at your triangles. As you may remember, my first triangle was based on the task of losing 10 pounds, but I had done very little in defining the cause of my current condition and what was at the root of this issue. Again, Master Kathumi has asked me to get very personal with my process so it could assist you in these creations. Now, my original triangle had at the center weight gain. The base was unbalanced diet, and the sides were high carb intake and high sugar intake. But this did not get at the core of the problem, which was the why. I had to form a couple of extra triangles that centered around stress eating due to the events of my life and limited physical activity due to a back issue. Once I got to this point, I used the violet flame to extinguish these old patterns and sent them back to source. It's important here to determine the core issue that limits you in achieving and manifesting what is needed. This is the first step. Now, this does not mean that you continually focus on the problem, but you must focus on the problem area long enough in order to dissect it and determine what thoughts and emotions that you create that manifest that condition. You can clear a pattern time and time again with a violet flame or some other clearing technique, and then find that it reappears again. This is because you recreate it. Due to the fractures of your mental emotional body, which does not allow your thoughts and emotions to be changed from your core issue, you have to get to the root that causes these patterns. This takes time and effort, I'm sorry to say. It is often painfully emotional, especially if it relates to family and genetic lineage patterns, or the continued shame and blame by parents and teachers, or, in my case, old age. Oh, Joan's laughing. That's not funny. Now, when you have spent time finding a root of your negative pattern, then it's time to create your replacement patterns that you can use every time you notice that you have fallen into the old programming. Also note that most often you will uncover one layer at a time. Now, at a later date, your higher self, that is directed by your soul's wisdom, will encourage you to take another look. By then, you will have created confidence in your ability to create and manifest differently. In my process, I took another look at my pattern to see where another strand of my thoughts or beliefs might be present. I discovered that I needed more triangles to adequately describe my pattern of losing weight and then getting it back again. I made 7 triangles and then settled on one that best described all the other sides. I then created a replacement pattern by creating 3 new triangles to turn the negatives into positives. Now, because Master Katumi had recommended a more complex geometry, I laid out these 3 and then put those together with another side that was filled with all the tools that I had decided to use to make this new creation. I then had a tetrahedron. The first triangle was built around the theme of ideal body weight. Now, the base was lightness of being, and the 2 sides were love of self and the value of my body. The next triangle had a theme to create physical health. The first side was a shared side with my first triangle, which was the value of my body. The base of my next triangle was exercise. On one side, I put golf because this is something I love to do, and not only does it provide me with exercise, but it also gives me a sense of well-being because of the beautiful outdoor locations. Now, that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. Now, on the other side, I put in walking. The theme of my third triangle was weight loss. The first side of that triangle was eliminate sugar, and the base of that triangle is balanced diet, and the third is reduce carb intake. I then put the 3 triangles together with a 4th triangle that was made up of tools I needed to use to bring this creation into form. When you put together these 4 triangles, you make a tetrahedron. This was needed because the issue was more complicated than I thought at first, and therefore needed a more complex geometry. Now, I used 1 triangle to hold the applicable tools that I wanted to use in my manifestation, so I created an environment in the tetrahedron that would greatly influence the other 3 triangles energetically. Now, these tools provided stabilized energetics that could be replicated daily in my manifestation. In effect, I am compressing the higher and more refined energetics of the tools and making them usable in my tetrahedron geometry, thus stabilizing my creation and allowing me to manifest it every day with precision. Now, please remember that each creation is different, so you should only use what is needed for your specific project. Now, it may be as easy as 1 triangle and some additional tools, or it could be a more complex configuration like my tetrahedron. Now, the advantage of my tetrahedron allows me to access multiple dimensional frequencies. It also allows me to access all the tools that we acquired over the years as they are needed in different applications. Here is where you use your mastery and choose what is needed in the moment. Now, you can't create these geometries and think about your process at that point in time being finished, because it takes your attention and intention daily. We suggest that each morning you review your geometry to see if it is what is needed at the present time or whether it needs to be altered. Then each evening, review your day and see what success you have had during that particular day. Remember, this is not a judgment session. Judgment only hinders your creation because you are only reflecting on what's wrong and judging yourself as incompetent, which you are not. It might even be helpful to create some affirmations that you could also focus on. Now, this helps you to change your self-talk and inner dialogue. When you are tempted to think or say something negative, choose your affirmations instead. Now, let's talk about what tools you might need to bring this new creation into form. A few of the categories, of course, are geometries, color codes, rays, and dimensions. So now let me explain what I did with mine just as an example. My first step was to infuse this fourth triangle with some color codes. I started with yellow because I needed clarity of thought and to help me stay focused on what I needed to manifest. Next, I used the blue color code because it shifts my emotions and brings my emotional body into harmoniously functioning by raising my emotions to a more stable frequency range. The blue color code helped me stay out of self-judgment and feel confident that I could create what is needed. For my next tool, I went to the rays of creation for assistance. Remember that all the rays work together. So I started with the fourth ray because it contains the energy of the first ray of creation, which is the element of love, and it also contains the perfected blueprint of my soul spirit. Now I immersed myself into my sacred heart with the white star tetrahedron so that there was no blame or guilt. I also used the fifth ray to assist with the clearing and dismantling of the old pattern. Now the fifth ray of creation contains not only the first ray's energies, but also the second and third rays. The disassembling process also loosens and changes the electromagnetic field that holds the pattern in play. Now this allows me to see some alternative options. Of course, then it was time for the sixth ray to create the replacement pattern. The sixth ray also contains the first three rays. It provides a lot of energy as well as many options to create and provide me with a feeling of unlimited potential. Master Katumi reminded me that the unlocking of the four time locks that were accomplished during the Crystal Conference of 2016 was a very important event. Now those four light templates that were retrieved are now very instrumental in creating and manifesting with all the rays of creation. These templates have provided us with precise and stabilized energetics that reflect our divinity as creators. They allow us to stabilize and replicate our creations precisely and manifest them in our fifth dimensional life expression. And they also provide the beginning access to seventh dimensional concepts. Now, you can compress the seventh dimensional energies and make them applicable in the fifth dimension. The most important time lock retrieval was the magnetic template. This provides continuing access to the perfect source magnetics, so we always reflect it in our creation through the tenth ray of creation. These four light templates were always part of the original rays of creation. Of course, we didn't have access to them because of the time locks that were put in place as humanity fell in consciousness. We also had to be able to maintain a consistent level of fifth dimensional consciousness. So, as you can see, there's a lot to consider. It will take time to integrate all of the possibilities that are available to create with. What is needed now is to allow yourself that time and do not push for more. We are not capable in adding these extensive energetics too quickly. And if we try to rush, we will only hinder ourselves and cause great frustration. allow yourself to receive the concepts, energetics. Take them in. Contemplate them. And just hold them in your field. The archangels and masters will guide you and tell you step by step how to use and make any application in your creation. I am sure that Metatron and Kathumi will have something to say about these matters tonight as well. Now, before we get into the channeling, please note that our next live session will be October the 17th, 2017. So, thank you for listening, and I'm sure that you'll want to, you know, go over the recordings as they get published later on. So now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth the collective consciousness for tonight's teaching.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Kathumi. I am here as an individual expression of the collective consciousness of the all that is, of the master realm, as well as the archangelic realm. Tonight, as that individual master expression, I wish to converse with you about some of the things that John has just said in regards to applying different technologies with ease. First of all, there's a lot of expansion taking place within the rays of creation. Not that we needed expansion, but the expansion that I speak of is the expansion of your ability to use them more proficiently. You had a basic level of information, energetics, at the very beginning, as the archangels directed you in what these rays were and how they were used. Because of the positioning of certain time locks that were put in place during the fall of consciousness, these templates were not available, and they are very important in the rays of creation. But there was a protective mechanism put over these rays of creation so that in this fallen state of consciousness, humanity would not create any further cataclysmic events that would be detrimental to the well-being of not only humans, but the ability of Earth to sustain herself. These time locks were positioned, and as they were positioned, they limited your ability to create differently or outside of that third dimensional time sequence, the third dimensional template. Now that these time locks are open, it's a huge shift in your ability to use the rays of creation. It has been our intention to show you all along the way and how these templates have impacted your ability to use the rays of creation very proficiently. And more will be given as time goes on, as you learn about the different applications that are now available to you. Last we met, I spoke to you in particular about the seventh ray that many of you were very interested in. And I have spoken to you about the eighth ray, as well as the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray. But now, as you have heard, these rays operate as a unit, part of this unity consciousness that is now available, now that you are able to step into that fifth dimensional template of unity and love and sustain it pretty stably. You very rarely fall out of that, and then when you do, you know it immediately, and you shift, and you are there again. So a lot of times, it just takes your awareness that you have missed the mark. And you say, oh, I see that. And you shift your consciousness into that more fifth-dimensional expression. If it has more complexities, of course, the process that John was talking about earlier is helpful to use because it brings more of the unconscious into the conscious. The template that was retrieved, that fifth-dimensional template, was a crucial template, as were all four. But this stability piece that we have asked you time and time again to pay attention to and to stabilize that fifth dimension and the usability of that dimension so that it can be replicated time and time again in your daily life. So that brought us to the rays of creation. And most importantly, within three rays, the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray, because they pertain to creating form in form, which means there is a great alteration taking place in your body. As you have shifted your consciousness into fifth dimension, your body is in great change, bringing it into that fifth dimensional sequence and out of that dense third dimensional configuration. So the stability of the fifth dimensional template is very important. It's a template that needs to be implemented with every creation. It needs to be focused on in your conscious awareness so that as you create with the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays, you do so with the implementation of that fifth dimensional light frequency of stability that you have retrieved from the time lock so that your creations are replicated in the fifth dimension of unity and love, not just consistently, but they're replicated time and time again in the stability so that the fifth dimension becomes very anchored, not just in your consciousness, but in your body and in the earth. This is a crucial part of your evolvement and needs to be focused on consistently. The third dimensional template is not very usable anymore. The fifth dimension is becoming more and more not only usable, but applicable. And it replicates now with your intention and your attention consistently and very stably. Not only that, but this sixth and seventh dimensional template is also very significant because it escalates you further. It adds the magnetic piece that is very crucial in the stabilization of fifth dimension because the love element is magnetized to you from source and there is no discrepancy in that magnetic pull that is consistently created. So you are drawing the element of love. You are drawing unity consciousness to you, each and every creation that you create. So it's replicated in the fifth dimension very, very stably because it's based in love. That compression mechanism that you know so well, you are able to draw the seventh dimensional light template, compress it, make it usable in the fifth dimension. It heightens the frequency of your creation. And this is important to notice because as the frequencies of light as you are able to maintain these frequencies of light, these more refined frequencies in your body, in your thoughts, in your emotions, in your physicality, it upgrades the third dimensional body and allows it to start losing density. The seventh dimension is a massive, expansive, creative dimension. There's only one template that was retrieved out of that seventh dimension that is available to you now. And it has to do with the magnetics, but it also has to do with amplifying the fifth dimensional template stably and replicating it concisely each and every time, because it is influenced by that magnificent seventh dimensional frequency. And it heightens and expands your fifth dimensional awareness. These things are at play right now. How exciting is that? Needless to say, many of you have felt a lot of upheaval in your space. Is it any wonder with all this that's going on simultaneously? It affects the body. It affects the mental-emotional body. It affects everything. So let's talk a bit about the mental-emotional body. We've told you many times that it was so fragmented that you could not even imagine. You are rebuilding a mental-emotional body in a fifth-dimensional frequency range, taking it out of all that separation and bringing it into unity and love. This takes time because the body is in a huge transition. And the mental-emotional body is part of your physicality. So it's just not there yet. That's why we continually go back and reinforce it time and time again with these new templates and with the infusion of the seventh dimensional template, the sixth dimensional template, and the fifth dimensional template, making it a little more stable so that your thoughts that are thought are consistently clear, Christed thoughts, and your emotions stem from that much more refined level. Eventually, as your ability to maintain your thoughts and emotions consistently from a refined level of Christed thought, you will not have to continually relook at some of the anomalies that surface or trigger points that throw you back into an old pattern that you're having to reorganize and restabilize in the fifth dimensional format. So we encourage you to move slowly. Not in doing so much as it's in taking what you have and being it to the best of your ability. Some days you fall a little short. Don't fall into judgment, because judgment hinders you greatly. Judgment hinders you in maintaining the state of love on a consistent basis, because it has to start with you. That element of love that you felt in such comfort in the meditation that Gabriel led you in, this is the state of being that we're talking about, where you are very aware. And even when you're triggered, you see it immediately. And you don't react. You choose. So I am just here to reinforce some things for you this evening and tell you and encourage you, because there is a vast amount of information that gets transmitted to you. All of the pieces and parts are not in play yet. We're drawing them together. Pieces such as color codes, pieces such as rays of creation, and we're expanding on those. So it's going to take several months to get all those pieces in play to where you see a pattern to it, And then you begin to understand how they all work together. Now, in this 8th, 9th, and 10th ray, those rays also work together. None of the rays are separate from one another. The first three are always within every single ray. Stands to reason why that is, because they stem from source. They are pure source energy. So you have begun to see a little beyond into the more creative parts of source energy. And many of you are remembering. There is something about this flower of life I have to remember. There's something about the cube that I know, but yet I can't remember. So this is what is coming forth now, and that we have kind of brought you through the first six rays and continually reinforced that. We have interjected these templates that you have recovered from the time locks and made them more usable. Now we're going to start looking at the massiveness of the Flower of Life and Metatron's Cube. So in order to touch on this, we aren't going to go in great depth this evening, but Metatron is here to speak with you about that so that you understand that, and what you are remembering is absolutely so, that your mastery is returning. Thank you for receiving me this evening. And I will now step aside to allow Lord Metatron to speak with you. Good evening. It is I, Metatron. I come from the collective consciousness of all that is. You are doing an exemplary job of absorbing all of these vaster components of who you are, spirit. There is much to remember, dear ones, and we are here to show you the way. Now, many of you, as Master Kathumi has said, are remembering. There's something more to this flower of life than you had ever seen before, and this is so true. The flower of life is the blueprint of everything that exists. It is the source blueprint that we talk about in the first ray of creation. It is everything that is in existence from source as part of source. That means anything physical as well as non-physical. There's no limitation to this flower of life pattern. Sometimes you may think of it as spheres within spheres. You've heard us speak of that before, spheres within spheres. I would like to briefly talk about the history of the flower of life, as this will give you a more in-depth review of its purpose. At the beginning, when Earth was first created, Source and many creator gods gathered their energies with the intention of creating a Christed planet that had some semblance of form. This planet could then transmit the Christed imaging energetics to the entire Milky Way galaxy. It was also a creative environment where many great beings could come and create in the perfected image of Source as an individual divine creator. After the intention for their creation was cast, the next step was to create a blueprint. Yes, that blueprint was the flower of life. Earth began to take on some semblance of form as the creation proceeded, always in full alignment energetically to the original blueprint of the flower of life. It was a beautiful light emanation. and could reflect to the entire galaxy the energetics of Christ consciousness. Many great beings of light came to experience themselves as individual creators in form. Many had never experienced form. This beautiful planet existed in its original form for eons of time. When the creators began to experiment with form, they veered away from the original blueprint to create denser replications. They began to create anomalies in the creations. A decline of consciousness followed, and the rest, you know. The blueprint of the flower of life was removed from Earth at the final cataclysm and was held in three locations: the Pleiadian star of Alcyon, the Sirian star system, and the Andromeda galaxy. It was gradually returned to the Earth during the ancient times by star beings of the Pleiades and Sirians. Even though these star beings vacated the Earth, they left the blueprint image in stone as a reminder to Earth and humans of who they were. Because of the dense environment of Earth and a third-dimensional consciousness of humanity, the energetics of the flower of life could not be recognized. As humanity began to evolve, eventually, some humans' consciousness was stimulated. This brings us to the present time. It's now time for you to know a little more about the flower of life and how it can stimulate your conscious awareness. Here are some basic concepts about the flower of life. First, there are 13 informational systems within the flower of life. And as time goes on, we will be showing you some of them. Some of them you already are aware of. The first one, there is a sector of the flower of life that's called the seed of life. It is the emanation of the first six spheres of source that emanated from source. Some of you call it the Genesis pattern. In your sacred Bible, it speaks of the 6 days of creation. These are those six spheres within the flower of life, and they form a six-petaled flower. The first one, the central sphere, of course, is source. The second sphere, as it emanates from source, creates movement within the sphere. And within that movement, light is created. And that is how those spheres emanate into the seed of life. It is when life began. In the inscriptions that are seen in the flower of life, there is a double sphere around the exterior of the flower of life. It is now time to remove those spheres because that creates one of those protective mechanisms that was needed at the fall of consciousness, because humanity was not ready to enter the unlimited space. So when you remove those two outer circles around the flower of life, you continue with the creating spheres around the flower of life. You complete, at this particular juncture of evolution, the flower of life, adding and completing more spheres. The second emanation of the flower of life was the egg of life, which consists of 8 spheres stacked together in a third-dimensional way. If you connect the centers of each sphere, you would create a cube. These 8 spheres correspond to our 8 original cells. This shape is the morphogenetic structure that creates your body. When you remove the outer circles of the flower of life and complete the incomplete spheres, a subset of the flower of life that is called the fruit of life is created. It is composed of 13 spheres shaped like an X with a vertical line down the center. When you connect the center points of the 13 spheres with straight lines, Metatron's cube is created. Now let's back up a little bit, because the flower of life, in the flower of life, you see no straight lines. You only see spheres. And this is the feminine aspect of Source. It's the creative, unlimited Source energy. When you connect the center point of the 13 spheres of the fruit of life with straight lines, you create Metatron's cube, which is the masculine, the divine masculine aspect of Source, creating ways in which to direct that magnificent, fluid, unlimited female divine feminine Source energy and direct it in specific ways. Most specifically, the one that relates to you as an individual expression of the Source energy. So this Metatron's cube that is part of the fruit of life begins to unify the divine masculine, the divine and the feminine expression, and creates the individual expression and form. Some time back, we spoke to you about the merging of the divine feminine and the divine masculine, and we told you that in the presence of the divine feminine, the divine masculine surfaces. They merge as a unit in creation, and this is so. It is very exemplified in the flower of life and in the fruit of life as you create the Metatronic cube. The Metatronic cube is a significant piece in utilizing the 8th, 9th, and 10th ray and bringing it into form. As you all know, there are 5 Platonic solids, and they are all contained in the Metatronic cube. And those solids each have an element connected with them. So the elements, the fire, which is the tetrahedron, the earth element, which is the cube, then you have the air element, and you also have a water element. The elements come into play in Metatron's cube through the 5 Platonic solids. It's important for you to recognize this as you start working with the 8th, 9th, and 10th ray of creation. This Metatron's cube becomes a very significant role in that because of these solids and the presence of the elements and the various elements that create an individualized expression and form. We will not go into great detail about the flower of life this evening because we have presented you with a tremendous amount of information in this session. Our intention here was to give you a most important blueprint of human Christ consciousness. The energies of this blueprint will stimulate your consciousness of who you are as a Christed being of light. The Source energetics of this blueprint are that powerful. It is something you need to sit with, review, and do nothing with it. Just absorb the energetics of it. Sit with it. Let the energetics stimulate your consciousness as well as the consciousness of your body. Understand that what you put into the collective consciousness of this group affects each and every one of you. So when you are triggered, when you get frustrated, pull away momentarily from that collective consciousness until you can realign yourself in your Merkaba field. And then enter back into the collective consciousness of this valuable group energy. With this element in play, Metatron's cube, in conjunction with the Flower of Life, the expanded Flower of Life, it will create some upheaval in many of you in regards to this divine masculine-feminine piece. What we touched on some months ago in regards to the divine feminine-masculine and seeding that in Earth was a very important piece of work that we did. However, it continues to evolve. The wounding of that divine feminine and masculine was very extensive in the mental-emotional body. As you can imagine, when consciousness fell to the third dimension and the body was recreated in that dense third-dimensional configuration. So there was a lot of wounding during that time frame. Not only that, there was a lot of wounding in each and every one of you, your genetic lineage patterns, and the programming that you received. So it may surface as these vast energetics are absorbed. I'm telling you this now because with the fuller implementation of the Flower of Life and Metatron's cube, the influence of those energetics is very extensive in your body as well as in your consciousness. So if some of the wounding arises, take care of it immediately. You have the tools. It's just creating what is needed in the configuration that is needed and drawing forth the tools, the color codes, and the light templates that were retrieved in your configuration and realigning the energetics. It will realign that masculine-feminine influence. As I have said earlier, this has been a tremendous amount of concepts and energetics that were dispersed in this gathering. So we will stop here. I would like to invite you to have a conversation with me now. If you are not too overwhelmed by what we have given you this evening, we would like to open for a brief time a conversation where you could make your comments and ask your questions. So now, take a deep breath. Be very present in the moment. And let's begin our conversation.
To do that, just hit star 6 and you will be live and be able to ask Metatron, Lord Metatron, any questions you'd like to or make any comment. So please join in.
See, this has been very overwhelming for many of you. Just take a deep breath and relax. You can even say, I am overwhelmed.
Lord Metatron, I'd like to ask a question.
Yes, please do.
Maybe a comment and a question. One is the seed of life has been a trigger for me of my memory that I've been playing with for many years and months. It's one of those things I doodle with. You know, I'll be drawing, all of a sudden there it is, you know. And I find it very comforting to be with the energetics. There's something primordial about it that draws me in, draws me to your cube as well, of course. And it's like diving into an ocean and also diving into the cellular structure. It's like something very big and something very small at the same time.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, continue. You're very accurate.
So it came to me yesterday in a conversation. I do energy work and I do work with the chakras. And this was a young man I was speaking with who was just graduating from an alternative healing practice. And you may recall you came through and spoke. And afterward, he and I had this conversation. He said, "What if I brought in?" We were saying, "What if we brought in these templates into the chakras, or into a particular area of the body that was out of balance? Just brought the template in to the heart, to the lungs, to the digestive, and allowed the source energetics to recalibrate the body." And it was like, wow. It's just like we had this glimpse into what the future of medicine and healing might be.
Yeah.
It was so exciting because it gets so complicated here. You know, we have to test the blood and do this and that, and everything has to be so scientific, you know, and so complicated. But is that an appropriate use of these templates? Is it really, can healing and balance be restored that simply with these templates?
Yes. Once the mental emotional body comes on board, you see, that's the creative part of you, the thoughts and the emotions. Once you work with that along with the chakras, and they begin to work as a unit, then you can, and we've been building with you, starting with that blue star tetrahedron, spinning it and increasing the rotation of the chakra system and increasing the vibration and the frequency, the light frequency range within the chakra system. So yes, this is a very viable technology, but at this stage of the game, it is dependent on how you, as the individual, are able to refine and transform the fragmentation in the mental emotional body so that you don't continually undo the healing process that's taking place through the energetics that are being instilled in the body. Because once the body begins to receive that light energy, source energy, it begins to operate as it was intended, in that perfection.
Right.
But if you are constantly working against it through your thoughts and your emotions, then you cause tension in the body and you don't notice that there's any benefit. You see what I'm saying?
I do, yeah. So there's some steps that need to be within ourselves individually in this collective. Obviously, that's what we've been signed up to do with you all, and we are so grateful. And then I'm looking in as my service project. It means to work with individuals on that level of clearing out before we can really overlay. You know, we can use the replacement patterns to a certain degree, but we're really clearing out so that they can take hold. Is that correct?
Correct. But it doesn't negate the importance of continually working with the energies of the chakra system.
Okay.
And increasing the vibration and the frequency of light that is available. And even though, you know, you may diminish it through your thoughts and emotions, by continually working with that energy and checking in, you don't have to do it every day, but at least once a week, run the energies through your chakra system. Check in with that chakra system to see how the rotation is rotating and the color, if the color is vibrant or is it diminished. Then you will know you have a little work to do there in that particular chakra. And
mm-hmm.
you can kind of contemplate what consistent thoughts or feelings or fears contributed to the slowing down of the energies in that particular chakra that you had increased earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. We are so grateful. This is so exciting. And I know you're just giving us a little glimpse of the of where we're going. So thank you so much. The concept of the Platonic solids relating to the elements is just so exciting. So
yes, it is very exciting. And you have such potential here just in recognizing the vastness of the energetics of the flower of life and how that is going to escalate your consciousness dramatically in the coming time. Because you will remember.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your comments.
I have a question.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That was amazing and beautiful and a lot of information. And with the cube and the flower of life, can we use them simultaneously?
Well, the cube is part of the flower of life. It is
it's kind of the
compression mechanism where you take the vast energetic in the flower of life of that source Christed energy, and you begin
and it's
to
the masculine.
You compress it, and you make it applicable in your denser body by using the energetics of the cube, a specific part of that vast energetic template. You see?
Yes. And I have a question also from what you were discussing a minute ago with the energetics. And so I also do similar work to the last caller. And I work with the Jhana Guide Crystal Healing Bed and the Trinfinity 8. And I find that very often people are so overwhelmed with the energetics that it offers them an opportunity to rebalance them with these tools. And then working with the mental and emotional body hand in hand with that. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay.
Your mental emotional body, it provides the creative force to bring your creation into form, into your life experience. So when you realign any fragmentation and remove some of the anomalies or the patterns, then that mental-emotional body can function in a very coherent manner and manifest with proficiency and preciseness.
Hmm.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. These energetic tools, applications, resources that we are giving you now, even though they seem to be very extensive and a little overwhelming because of the amount of information that is being disseminated, are so exciting. Especially in this flower of life, because it very subtly reawakens those memory codes in the causal body, the memory codes within those seed crystals in the head portion of the body, and very slowly and gently reawakens your consciousness of yourself as a functioning, creating, Christed emanation, perfectly balanced within the divine feminine expression. There is no limitation to what you can experience in this life, what you can, the energetics that you can use, what you can create in this life experience. You've just begun to receive these vast energetics and the many, many tools that will help you and assist you along the way to escalate you in a way you never thought possible. Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment or ask a question? If not, I would like to lead you in a closing meditation. And this will help further, it will help you further merge and bring together the masculine and the feminine energy that we've been speaking of. Nothing to do with gender of your body. You are all well aware of that. But it has to do with the left and the right spheres of your brain that you have worked with repeatedly. And I encourage you to do this. Now take a deep breath. I would like you to center yourself in your sacred heart and be in that state of love, the undifferentiated love of Source. Feel that presence within you, the harmonious presence of undifferentiated love. Now let us go into the pineal area, into the frontal lobes of the brain, the lobe above the eyes, where those three crystalline forms are located. And with your attention, begin to activate those crystals in a fifth dimensional frequency range, very stably and unified. See how brilliant those seed crystals are becoming. The light is very apparent within them. The seed crystals hold memories of the uniqueness of your soul. They hold memories of the vastness of your spirit. They are activated now for you to start to remember them in the presence of your Sacred Heart that is held in perfection in the white, luminous star tetrahedron. Next, see the recorder cell over your right ear that also holds memory. It has recorded every event of every soul experience. Infuse the recorder cell with the undifferentiated light, source light, to activate it to another level, bringing it into the stable fifth dimensional frequency range. So the memory of the vast knowledge that you possess at a soul spirit level begins to flow into you. All of those are accessed in your Sacred Heart, not through the brain, but through the heart. Your human brain, as it was configured in a third dimensional body, was configured in separation. And there was a division that you have a while back taken a laser light and began to work on that division to lessen it, so the left and the right brain function more harmoniously. Very gently now, take your laser light and very, very lightly run it through the division. One more time. Just once. Notice how that there seems to be movement between the two spheres of the brain. There's a pulsing, and the pulsing of the left part of the brain and the right part of the brain begins to pulse in a harmonious sequence. There's no longer a great divide or division because the pulse of the left side of the brain and the right side of the brain has become coherently pulsing as a unit. There's still a little division, but not much. The pulse is in perfect unity. You will begin to see very shortly that the masculine and feminine, the rational and more expansive side of you, can be present simultaneously as you begin to create. You see a much broader picture in your creations because the left and the right brain are working more harmoniously, not against each other, but with each other. Just as Metatron's cube and the flower of life have begun to unify your sacred divine feminine and sacred divine masculine, bringing them into a unified expression within you. This functioning of a unified pulse in the brain and your ability to coherently express your divine feminine and divine masculine are most important events that have occurred in this very moment. The influence of the seed crystals and recorder cell is more active, and it will assist you greatly in your creative process. You will find less stress, more coherence in your creations and in your body. Feel how relaxed your physical body is at this moment, because the pulsing in your brain is synchronized. The heart is open and receiving the memory codes. Your macabre field is operating at 100% light. You are a beautiful expression of the divine limit, of the divine image. You have no limit. You are vast beings of light. Feel the refined essence of your beingness. We will close our session this evening in this grand state of unification, operating from the vastness of spirit, unified in the collective consciousness of the all that is. You are that beautiful expression of the collective in form. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.